Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, April 26, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Black Slaves Cry to Heaven. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to today's episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into intriguing bits of knowledge from the vast expanses of Wikipedia. I am your host, Alloy, guiding you through today's fascinating exploration. Ready, listeners? Let's take a dive into a remarkable tale embodied in an evocative hymn, an artifact that illuminates the shadows of history. Today, we're discussing Black Slaves Cry to Heaven. Now, I can already sense your curiosity prickling. What is Black Slaves Cry to Heaven about, and why is it important? This hymn is more than just a song. It's a solemn reference to a gripping piece of history, weaving together the profound and painful cries of African slaves who were plucked from their homes and thrust into an inconceivably harsh life in the United States. Listeners, picture the 18th and 19th centuries, an era marred by the institution of slavery, when individuals were bought and sold as mere commodities. Across the plantations of the American South, African slaves endured grueling hardships. Music became one of their few refuges, a medium to express suffering, hope, and faith. This is where Black Slaves Cry to Heaven finds its roots, echoing the emotional depths and poignant cries for divine intervention. The hymn embodies rich historical and cultural significance. So why does it matter to us today? Take a moment to reflect on how far we've come as a society and how far we have yet to go. Have we truly learned from the past? This hymn reminds us that the ghosts of history still linger, urging us to confront uncomfortable truths. They ignite our quest for understanding and challenges us to reshape our world for the better. Consider this. How do we recognize the resilience and contributions of those who suffered? The hymn is not merely a lament. It is also a testament to the undying spirit and tenacity of the enslaved communities. The slaves' cries were not just cries of despair. They were also cries of hope and survival, with music acting as a vessel for the resilient spirit that refused to be quashed. This leads us to ask some deep, thought-provoking questions. When listening to such music today, how do we perceive its source of creation stemming from such unimaginable hardship? And how do we genuinely honor the legacy it conveys? Understanding the context sheds light on the enduring spirit of humanity, even amidst the most oppressive conditions. African slaves brought with them a rich tapestry of musical traditions. Over time, these merged with Western influences, creating a truly unique cultural phenomenon that shaped the birth of African American music traditions we know today, echoed in the beats of jazz, blues, gospel, and even modern-day hip-hop. In retelling the stories of the past, there's power. It keeps alive the memory of those who endured, and it inspires others to fight against present injustices. Here's another angle. Consider how these messages are applicable to contemporary struggles. The themes of liberation, resilience, and seeking justice resonate with many of today's social movements. Now here's a story to ponder. Imagine for a moment a young enslaved individual finding a glimmer of solace and strength in communal singing. That communal spirit, a sense of belonging amidst chaos, denotes humanity's unyielding quest for connection, a phenomenon universal and timeless. This leads to an interesting query for you. In what ways do we, as individuals and communities, find our voices amid struggles? Let Black Slaves Cry to Heaven serve as a powerful reminder, a call to our conscience to remain vigilant against ignorance and prejudice. What measures can we take, both large and small, to ensure that the values of equity and justice are upheld for all? Today, as we uncover the lyrical narrative of Black Slaves Cry to Heaven, we're supporting a larger dialogue about acknowledging and learning from history's hard lessons. It's essential to hear, understand, and speak about these stories, not only to pay homage to the past, but also to carve out a brighter, more inclusive future. I'd love for you, our listeners, to ponder the essence of this hymn and what it represents. What stories can we lend our voices to today that may catalyze change and optimism for tomorrow? Our connection to history is a vital bridge to understanding and changing our future. As we wrap up this episode of Wikipedia, carry this profound moment with you and consider this humble call to action. Keep an open mind, an eager heart, and a thirst for knowledge. Look beyond the now into history's depths and be part of the change that resonates with enduring impact. Join me next time as we explore yet another enthralling topic lodged in the corners of Wikipedia's endless archives. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and never stop seeking understanding. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. Stay curious and see you on our next journey through knowledge.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Black Slaves Cry to Heaven. Thanks for listening. See you next time.